Well, it was a long wait for light in the Spanish capital, but it finally came late last night to those cheers after hours of no power for the whole of the Iberian Peninsula. A catastrophic power outage left Spain and Portugal in chaos. Nothing worked. Train lines, many stopping mid-journey. Traffic lights, card payments in shops, ATMs, restaurants, toilets, petrol stations. Andorra and parts of France were also affected. Here are some people's experiences in Madrid.
The emergency department, the intensive care unit, those are working. But the normal clinics have no electricity, so there's nothing. We have to go back home.
I'll just have to walk. Perhaps it'll take me an hour and a half or something like that. But what can I do? I'll just walk.
We probably scared shows how dependent we are on it. But
we were actually most afraid of walking back home
when it's dark,
without the streetlights when it was dark. So that was the...
And also the traffic lights.
Yeah.
Well, from Madrid to Valencia, commuters at this train station spoke of how they had been impacted.
We were literally at a restaurant and everything started kind of going, you know, awkward as our phones stopped working, the lights in the hotel went out, and then pretty soon we realized as we were on our way here to the train station that none of the traffic lights were working. And that's when we arrived here at the train station and individuals were telling us in Spanish that there were no trains coming in and out of the station.
I mean, what else can you do? It's worst places to be. It's sunny. I can get beer in the shop, so could be worse, I suppose.
Well, Simon Hunter is a journalist based in Madrid who joins us now. So, Simon, what is the situation this morning? Is power coming back across Spain and Portugal?
Yes, this morning the reports are that 99% of the power has been restored and basically Spain is getting back to normal because, as you mentioned in your report, the trains weren't working, the metro system here in Madrid wasn't working yesterday. I mean, just everything completely ground to a halt. The metro system started working again this morning in Madrid at 8 a.m. The commuter trains across Catalonia are not running. The regional government has said that's because they can't guarantee the supply of electricity, so there will be major disruption in that northeastern region of Spain. But yeah, there is certainly a feeling that things are starting to get back to normal after what was an incredibly strange day yesterday.
Yeah, and I think things are slowly starting to come back online in Portugal as well. Are you any clearer? Are people any clearer as to what caused it yet?
No, and there was all sorts of speculation running rife yesterday. I mean, it was a very strange day. I mean, obviously there was a kind of comparisons to what we lived through in the pandemic, but the main difference yesterday was the fact that we were completely cut off because as the cell networks started to drop off, and so few people have, you know, regular radios anymore. So it was only people that have, you know, old-fashioned battery-powered radios that really could find out what was going on. So there were all sorts of rumours running around yesterday from that report that blamed atmospheric conditions, which has later been, that was picked up by Reuters, but that was later denied by the source that it came from in Portugal. Obviously, there was speculation about some kind of cyber attack, but the Spanish government in particular, and the Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, he's asked for people to refrain from speculating, and the government is yet to actually specify exactly what could have gone wrong for the power in two entire countries, well, nearly in the entirety of the countries to be knocked out for such a long time.
Did it show, though, yesterday, Simon, that Spain is not ready for a prolonged power outage?
Well, I mean, you know, if the power goes like that, then there's very little that, you know, unless you're like a hospital where you have generators ready and on hand, there was very little that could be done. What I would say is that the response of the citizens was exemplary. I mean, it was very funny to see that. I think a lot of people just decided they were going to go and sit and have a beer in the sun on the terraces before it got warm, as the refrigerators had all cut out. But also what was clear to see was how well people were managing with, for example, things like the traffic lights not working. The traffic is chaotic enough in Madrid at the best of times, but actually people were dealing with that situation very well, and the traffic was moving. People were waiting to let people out. And also down on the streets, there was just a sort of feeling of people helping each other out. I went out on my bicycle, and various people were asking me, oh, can you tell me how I can get to, you know, this destination? Because obviously no one's phones were working with Google Maps, and people were chipping in and helping each other out. So I'd say that I don't know if the country in its infrastructure was prepared for such a massive and prolonged blackout, but I would suggest that the citizens certainly were.
The people stayed calm, and the wireless lives on. Get those wirelesses in with your batteries, Simon. Thank you very much. Simon Hunter joining us live from Madrid, 717.